This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Dr. Robert Alexander may soon lose that title. The Michigan abortionist ran the clinic shut down by fire department officials as uninhabitable. Pro-life advocates who have seen the evidence say his clinic was operated like the East Philadelphia clinic of Kermit Gosnell. An administrative law judge noted overwhelming evidence in saying that Alexander failed miserably in his obligation of due care. Parents in France are trying to make a sentimental plea for the death of their son because he is disabled. They are fighting doctors who are not involved in intensive therapy, but simply giving life support to thoroughly evaluate the case. The parents say that because they decided weeks ago to withdraw life support, they should have their way. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Two other stories. A shocking report from Texas documents several predators able to continue victimizing teens because medical workers at abortion clinics failed to report what should have been obvious abuse. And Bill Diss is the Portland, Oregon math teacher who was fired from a renowned public high school because he refused to let Planned Parenthood recruit students in his math tutoring sessions, and perhaps because of his public stance away from work on the issue of abortion. He has filed a nearly $400,000 lawsuit against Portland Public Schools. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.